We begin this hour with huge news in cybersecurity that could affect a third of all internet users around the world.
The New York Times reports that a Russian crime ring has pulled off what may be the largest password hack ever. They've stolen 1.2 billion username and password combinations, more than 500 million email addresses from more than 400,000 websites. Joining us is David Gellis, who co-reported the story for The New York Times. David, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us, how did this Russian crime ring do it?
Well, it's a bit wonky, but what they did is they infected a network of computers with a so-called botnet. That essentially means that when an infected user is out there surfing the web, these guys were able to test a website, see if it was vulnerable to something called SQL injection. And if it was found to be vulnerable, these guys flagged it, and then they came back later and extracted the full contents of their database. And that, in this case, included billions of username and password combinations, 500 million unique emails, and they did this on more than 400,000 different websites.
I mean, it's an astonishing number. And the firm that first discovered this, Hold Security in Milwaukee, at the time that your story was first published, said that they weren't revealing all the names of the websites that had been hacked. Do we have any further update on that? Do we know who some of these 400,000 websites are?
Well, they said that this ranges from Fortune 500 companies to very small websites. And it's understandable why they're not revealing the names. Because if you think about it, revealing the names in a case where all these companies are still vulnerable, essentially, would essentially give the green light for other hackers to come take all their data.
Right. So the long and the short of it is presume that you have been hacked. I see from your reporting that by July, this Russian crime syndicate had been able to collect 4.5 billion records. So that was more than a month ago. How long has this been going on?
This has been going on for, you know, well over a year this group has been operating. But it's really only since April that they ramped up their activity. So most of this damage has been done in less than 6 months, which is pretty terrifying. Mm.
And one can only imagine how valuable this information is. Do we know what the group has done so far with all of these username and password combinations?
Well, it's a little disconcerting. On the one hand, they've done much less than they could have. They've been selling some of the records on the black market. They've been executing spam attacks on sites like Twitter at the behest of other clients and taking a fee for that. But they still have this massive trove that could be sold for a tremendous amount of money or could be used for even more substantial breaches.
Now, David, I have to say one of the most remarkable things I found in your reporting is that it seems that we actually know quite a bit about who did this. I mean, you report that it's basically this young group of Russian hackers in South Central Russia, fewer than a dozen men in their 20s who actually know each other personally. So we know their ages, we know that they know each other, we know where they're located. Is Russian law enforcement going to do anything about this?
You would love to think so, but the sad fact is that Russian law enforcement has not the best track record when it comes to going after and prosecuting hackers. A lot of hackers feel like they operate with a certain amount of impunity within Russia, and history suggests that these guys are probably not going to, you know, get a knock on the door by the Russian authorities tomorrow morning.
It seems as if these huge data breaches just happen all the time, that there are several a year for a variety of sensitive information. You know, are companies or security firms essentially losing the battle when it comes to keeping information safe online?
Yes. Companies are really, unfortunately, dropping the ball time and time again. As one security expert in our story quotes today, she says, companies are essentially just doing patch and pray. That is, they fix whatever the latest bug that has been revealed is, and they pray it never happens again. And of course, here we are today, and it happened yet again.
David Gellis, reporter for The New York Times, on his story regarding the largest known hacking of internet usernames and passwords to date by a gang in Russia. David, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.